This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
All right, Allie, Gavin just left the room. Paul Watson's taken over. You sued the SPLC. A lot of crazy stuff going on. Gavin was supposed to be back now. He's not here yet.
Bathroom break. But go to defendgavin.com. We need your help fighting the SPLC. Alex, you know, thanks for having us on. You know, lending your resources. You're under fire. It's easy to just tuck in.
These are all lies. Oh, God. These guys are lying.
It's
They're
mild.
Full of BS.
Oh, God.
You guys are sitting here being lied to.
Oh, stop.
We don't. Russia is. You want to talk about Russia? Who do you think got Trump elected? You are blind to the facts of who you are because you're listening to this garbage. That's a quote from Public Enemy.
This is Gavin's brother, Miles.
You're a joke.
Oh, God. We're security.
You know what I want? You know what we need? No borders, no walls, no USA at all.
It's security. I know he was going to meet you in Austin. You guys were going to reconciliate. But he brought you here? Where is he?
I followed him here. I'm going to undo all of his evilness. Go to nohate.com, and you should be ashamed of yourself. You know what?
Oh, whoa.
You're a disgusting human
Daria, we need security.
No war. No KKK. Security. No fascist USA. No war. No KKK.
Hey,
no
fascist
USA.
The Antifa keeps attacking people, and then when the Proud Boy stands up to them, they get demonized as wrong. You're a freaking bully. You just slapped me in the face.
I just slapped a Nazi, and I'm going to slap a lot more Nazis because we are living in a police state.
Why did you...
Pigs in a blanket, fry them like bacon. Pigs in a blanket, fry them like bacon.
Disavow.
This is a police state.
Hey. Why are you so anti-free speech? What is your problem?
I'm not anti. I'm anti-speech if it's cool. I'm anti-speech if it's open.
You're a bully.
I'm anti your speech. Your speech is hate speech.
Okay,
and you're
security?
A little bitch.
Hey, get security right now. Yeah. How the hell did you get in the building?
I snuck in through the back, and I'm going to snuck
why
in through the back.
Why are you supporting Islam with this Islamic
Islam
member of Congress?
Islam is a religion of peace. Islam is a religion of peace.
And shut up.
When you shut your mouth, you're a joke, and anyone can take you, but then you sit here, and you threaten other people.
You lie.
Okay. We gotta get security. Let's get a video.
I'm punching into your crap
right now. I'm calling.
Isn't that the police state?
911.
Wait. You said you're calling the cops?
Yeah, I'm calling the cops. You just shoved me. You could have hurt me.
You just slapped me three times.
Yeah, because you're a Nazi. It's okay to punch police. Yeah, I'm here with a Nazi.
This is the illogic, ladies and gentlemen.
A Nazi just shoved me off my chair.
This is the illogic of what we're dealing with. He just physically attacked me.
I saw it.
Yeah, he told me his brother, he might be meeting him in town.
This is Austin. This is a yuppie town. This is a blue center in a red state for now.
I just can't believe he slapped me three times and I shoved him.
How did you restrain yourself?
And then he called the police. Okay, folks, he's off calling the police. I'll probably be arrested.
That's crazy. I'm sorry about that. Don't kick us off.
Guys, I'm really sorry about that. My brother has lost his mind. He hit you. I saw him doing that. I couldn't believe you didn't.
Where were you?
Crap out of him. I went to the bathroom. I come out and I hear security running in. I see the staff going nuts.
Gavin's never going to.
What's wrong with your brother?
It's kind of hard to explain, but I think what happened was when we were younger, he started listening to these Marxist teachers. And you know, we were on the same page. We're fraternal twins. We're on the same page for a long time. And then it started in college, we had a professor who was the head of the Canadian Communist Party, Marvin Glass, and he said, it's okay to abort a baby up until a year and a half after the baby's born.
That's like Peter Singer. Well, they're not doing that in New York. That's liberal.
Wow.
And I said, you know what? I'm done with
this. What a gift to women and children to kill born babies.
That's when he went his way, and I went my way.
You
and
told me you were going to reconcile with him today. You were going to meet. He lives in Austin.
Yeah.
He's married to the mayor.
He is. And I every time I try to talk to him, he does what he just did to you. He slaps me. And it's not a very painful slap, is it? It's not like it rocks your world.
Well, one was a little good.
Yeah. I was getting a little worried there.
What's his name?
Miles. Miles.
He ran off, and the police are here. He ran off screaming.
Yeah, he won't get charged. He has all these weird lawyers.
Well, it was like a woman got arrested in England. She misgendered a guy. She was arrested. Did that misgender him?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, you'll probably go to jail because you made him uncomfortable.
Well, he called the cops after he attacked me.
He's at nohate.com now. He's put up this site that's determined to erase
Don't visit InfoWars.com.
All my hard
don't
work.
Visit defendgavin.com either.
it's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or, heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern-day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you with Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I've never been here before. I've never seen the SPLC's headquarters, but it looks like Darth Vader's son's apartment, doesn't it? So, yeah, I think the SPLC started out with noble intentions. And then what I presume happened is the checks started pouring in, and they went, wow, this fighting hate thing is profitable. And now I believe it's at $430 million. And that doesn't include the money in the Cayman Islands, which is probably comparable. Now, when that is your business plan, you need to expand the net of hatred. It can't just be the KKK. It has to be homophobia. It has to be Islamophobia, transphobia. And make it look like America is a racist hellhole, a dangerous place to be. And you look at their hate map on their site, and there seems to be more hate groups than there are post offices. They cast this wide net of everyone's a Nazi, and they start destroying lives.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back live. Paul Joseph Watson from Her Britannic Majesty's England is taking over here in about 2 minutes. But I got to tell you, Ali Alexander and, of course, the great Gavin McInnes are on fire today. The news will say fake news earlier. That was satire. People keep saying Alex Jones admitted years ago in a custody battle for his children that he was an entertainer. No, my ex-wife was introducing video of me in lizard outfits, in Cobra Commander outfits, in whiteface as the Joker, you know, saying all these, I love the New World Order, I'm going to kill your kids. And my lawyer's like, when he's doing that, right, it's satire, he's an actor. But oh, my God, he admits he's an actor. No, I'm being myself right now. But earlier with the satire piece, because let's just say a lot of viewers and listeners, they'll say that was real earlier.
Yeah, I don't want to ruin the bit, Alex. I can't.
But it was a bit. But it was
real.
But
it was real. Your brother just.
My brother was just here.
But we have to do that because the left does this. They lie so much. We're not even being sarcastic now. Alex,
don't make me commit how many sins. No, but I'm glad you brought that up.
I do weird things with words. It's Ollie.
It's Ali.
Ali. Like Ali. Ali.
Muhammad Ali.
Muhammad yeah. Ali. Yeah. I know you for years, and I keep calling you Alex.
But here's the thing, Alex.
Alex, one of our great
supporters. I don't know if I'm supposed to plug this or not, but, you know, when I got pre-footage of Mike Cernovich's hoax movie, and it had you in it, I have never seen anyone capture and explain what it is you do. You are a newsman who engages in, you know, hyperbole and exaggeration to exaggerate true points. True point.
And it's color. It's color. This is what I hate about the war on Alex
You don't
Jones.
Lie.
It's a war on color.
Right. And so it's a war on color. I like that. That's clever. So people need to watch this. InfoWars needs to put it on their site because when Alex Jones is describing, like, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do this, and he gets these millions of people to tune into a very important issue, that is a great service in the information age, you know, you should be praised for it.
Yeah.
And that's what I realized. I was a normal GOP operative, and I, you know, someone said, would you ever go on InfoWars? I was like, of course not. And then eventually, you know, the hour is nigh. All of us have to be networking. We have to be alerting people. You have to buy stuff at the InfoWarsStore.com. You have to go to DefendGavin.com. We've got to keep building up this army of InfoWarriors so that we can fight back against the system. They are after all of us right now.
I totally agree, and in summation, because look, Paul's missing in action. Oh, he loves you guys. He's got Gavin McGinnis and Ollie Alexander, little pinups. Actually, I've been in his house. No, seriously, above his bed. He's
got a picture. I like that.
Where's Paul Watson? Calling Paul Watson. Germany calling.
You know, this war against you, this war on color, is, I've talked to liberals, and they say, well, Alex.
Color commentary just means excited commentary.
Exactly. Right. Alex should have known, or I should have known, that was going to get taken out of context. You don't say things that can get taken out of context and used against you. And I say, well, then that's NPC land. That's non-playable character land. When we all sit here like these stoic robots and say things that couldn't possibly misconstrued, then you just have this, you know, that Chinese news station.
Cooperating with our
press. Just repeats the news with that CGI voice going, on Thursday there was a robbery at Detroit's Shop and Safe. Four people were injured in the process. I don't want that.
Michelle Obama loves you.
I want to be able to scream and yell and fight.
That news is subsidized.
Exactly. Hey guys, we're going to be on the War Room for the full transmission before you drive to Dallas. My hometown, a nice place. You're going to go up there tonight, but you're going to be on the War Room 3 to 6 o'clock with Rob Dew. Owen Schroyer is on a week-long deserved vacation. Let me just get serious here. I'm glad you're donating to Gavin. That's wonderful. He's suing SPLC. Please do it. Remember, we've got great supplements, great products, great things at InfoWarsStore.com. We've got Alexandria Cortez as a dog, you know, that says capitalists walk their dog, socialists eat them. We've got so much cool stuff, a bunch of big specials, and this weekend, 50% off BrainForce Plus, 50% off BrainForce Plus, 33% off TurboForce. Find out why they're so amazing, and also get your Super Silver and your Colloidal Silver 40% off together. They are the very best Colloidal Silvers and Nano Silver, approved by the FDA. The Super Silver is unbelievably high-quality product, something everybody should have in their arsenal for themselves and their family.
I actually shop at the store, too. I bought two air purifiers and 3 months supply of food. So I
thank you. What do you think of the Alexa Pure Breeze?
They're awesome. You know, I have a
four-stage ion filter.
Yeah.
Leading competitor is $600. It's $200.
Yeah. It was super, super cheap, inexpensive. My mom says don't say cheap. Inexpensive.
It's true. No. It doesn't have a metal frame. It has a plastic frame. But I know the units cost them like $85.
Right.
And so then they get like $50 and I get like $50. When it's discounted, I get like $30. They get $30. Right. That's our mindset. It's a four-stage ion filter.
Right.
Just 5 years ago, they were $1,000.
Yeah, I have 19 allergies, so I have to have these types of things.
Me too. I've got them in every damn room.
Yeah. Here we are.
I'm like a space alien now. I can't leave the house because Austin is. Dallas is bad, but you know, Austin and Knoxville. Tennessee are the worst allergies in the country.
I didn't know.
Oh, my God. Yeah, dude, I used to think people that had allergies were hypochondriacs. And now I'm like, my God, I've learned to, like, get on my knees and pray it goes away. So InfoWarsStore.com. Hey, Paul Joseph Watson is taking over. Paul, what do you think of these guys, Ali Alexander here and Gavin McGinnis? These are both thought criminals. What do you think?
Well, they're both patriots, and obviously they're both standing up to social media censorship, Alex. In terms of now the media is, again, painting itself as the victim. You've probably seen this MAGA hat attack on the media last night at the Trump rally. They described it in two separate ways. One, it was, quote, an incredibly violent attack. And then in the same news article, they said that this guy shoved into them. Now, of course, no one advocates violence against the media. But they're waiting, Alex, to seize on anything against the media. Remember the shooting against the Capital Gazette last year, which again was the result of a multi-year long vendetta by the gunman against individuals at that newspaper for reports that he thought were inaccurate. Immediately CNN blamed it on Trump's rhetoric. Now we've got this incident, and according to a Gateway Pundit article, the tag was still on the MAGA hat.
So it looks like a provocateur operation. Oh, I meant to mention that. What about this big TV star guy? The police have all the footage. There's no evidence that he was ever attacked. No guys in
Jussie
Mega Head.
Smollett.
Jussie. No one's
Jussie. It's Jussie.
Jussie Mullet. So he's saying it looks like another one of these staged events.
He said that he was attacked in the middle of the night, 2 a.m., in a gay and shishi neighborhood in Soho. Or not Soho, but in Chicago. But it's like Chicago's version of Soho. And they these rednecks with MAGA hats and ski masks said, "Hey, you're that F euphemism for homosexuals. N-word from the show Empire, which no white person's ever seen, let alone any racist person."
Which turned into a huge stunt, and now, as usual, I mean, how many hate crimes are real?
And apparently they said, "You're in MAGA country, boy!"
Which no one says.
In Chicago.
No one says. You say Trump country, Obama country, Bush country, but, you know,
MAGA country.
You don't use the slogan.
You guys are on in 45 minutes on the War Room with Rob Dude. Infowars.com/show. You're awesome. Powerful 2 hours. Paul, you got 40 seconds to break. Tell us what's coming up from Her Majesty's London.
Well, we're going to talk about what I just mentioned with the MAGA hat attack and whether or not we're seeing the preparations for some kind of violent event aimed at the media, which, of course, no one wants to see, but we're seeing a lot of preparation for that in the narrative. French intellectual Eric Zemmour warns elites of organized migrant invasion so they could import a servant class. This is what most people don't explain. This is why we have the yellow vest protest now burgeoning across Europe. People don't want to be the slave class for the elite anymore. We'll get into it after the break. Don't go away.
Detoxify, lose weight, and restore balance to your body by simply drinking tea. Surprised? Dr. Miller's Holy Tea can help you feel better and even lose weight because Holy Tea is a unique herbal tea blend of all natural ingredients specially formulated by Dr. Bill Miller. Call this number, 888-660-7039, or click drmillersclinic.com. Take the first step toward better health. Drink tea from Dr. Miller's Clinic.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design, right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson. How you like me now?
We're live. It is the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show, and we're talking about a story that's been getting a lot of play over here in the UK because it was essentially a vicious attack on a BBC cameraman. That's how some news outlets are reporting it. In fact, there was a Sky News report, which is another British news outlet, which reported this both as a shove and a, quote, incredibly violent attack. This happened last night during Trump's rally in El Paso, Texas. Daily Caller reports man in MAGA hat attacks press at El Paso Trump rally. Now, there's no actual video, from what I've seen so far, of the actual attack, the incredibly violent attack on the media by this man wearing a MAGA hat who shouted F the media repeatedly until being dragged away by security. Now, know that the man who tackled or grabbed this assailant responsible for the incredibly violent attack from behind was also a Trump supporter wearing a MAGA hat. Again, that's not being mentioned in the reports here in the UK. There you see the incident right there, the immediate aftermath of it. And during this incident, Trump stopped his speech, called out to the media to check if everyone was okay, if the incident had passed off and had ended, which it had. And obviously, we discourage all political violence, including violence against the media. But then Gateway Pundit has come out with an article asking, was this a setup? And they note that the tag, or some kind of tag, is still on the MAGA hat. Now, it's not in the realms of wild conspiracy theory to suggest that violent provocateurs are inserted and have been inserted at Trump rallies. In fact, there's this article from Breitbart from back in October 2016. O'Keefe video sting exposes bird dogging Democrats' effort to incite violence at Trump rallies. And of course, he got Clinton campaign managers on tape admitting that they did use this tactic, bird dogging, to, quote, create a sense of anarchy around Donald Trump that would undermine his political support. You remember, I think, the big Trump rally, and I think it was in Chicago, where it all kicked off and people just started having fist fights with each other and they had to basically cancel the event. This was an admitted Democratic tactic of bird dogging, inserting violent individuals into Trump rallies to make them start fights with Trump supporters or to make them attack the media. And it's a known tactic that's been uncovered via secret recordings from James O'Keefe and other people. So we ask the question, given all the fake hate crimes that we've seen in the United States over the past few years, we asked the same question as the Gateway Pundit. Was this a setup? Because we have this narrative in the media that Trump supporters are violent, unhinged. They want to attack the media. Of course, all the violent, unhinged violence, or the vast majority of it, at least since Trump's election, has come from the left, has come from Antifa. We've often played videos of Trump supporters being beaten, being smacked in the head with flags and running away as they're assaulted by Antifa, by far-left agitators. But could this be an example of someone being planted at a rally to start an attack to create the narrative that the media is under threat? Because, of course, that is the narrative that they've been pushing. We had the Super Bowl ad, Washington Post Super Bowl ad, which they spent over $5 million on, basically claiming that journalists are heroes. Not firefighters, not soldiers, but journalists. Now, back in the day, if you wanted to talk about war journalists, you know, the kind of people who ran just a few paces behind the guns in places like Vietnam to get the truth, yes, you could call them heroes. Modern day journalists don't do that, do they? They find things that a few people are outraged about on Twitter and make that into a huge story. They ruin people's lives. They smear them. They open them up to doxing and harassment. They often get them fired in many cases. That's modern journalism. That's not heroic. You know, BuzzFeed losing 15% of its staff. The Huffington Post losing its staff. Vice losing its staff. And then them getting up on Twitter begging for sympathy and leading outrage brigades, leading lobbying campaigns to have people banned on Twitter for tweeting hashtag learn to code. That's not heroic either. So the media set up this entire narrative that they're constantly under attack, that their profession is under constant threat from Trump, who has no power to do anything, basically, in terms of he's not going to abridge the First Amendment in any way. But, you know, we have democracy dies in darkness and all this emotive grandstanding, all this whining, all this victimhood complex from the media. So they're setting up this narrative that Trump supporters are violent and unhinged and are going to violently attack the media. And we already had a taste of that last year in June. InfoWars headline, CNN blames Trump for newspaper shooting that had nothing to do with him. This gunman in Annapolis, this was the Capital Gazette shooting, Jared Ramos, killed five journalists, tragically, last summer. And immediately CNN came out and blamed Trump's rhetoric, despite the fact that we knew from records and from previous news reports that this gunman had had a vendetta against this newspaper because he'd sued them for defamation back in 2011. So he had a seven-year vendetta against this newspaper. He walks into this newspaper office and kills five people, tragically. CNN immediately got up. CNN's Asher Rangapar blamed Donald Trump's rhetoric for the shooting, even though he had nothing to do with it, and the gunman had a seven-year vendetta against the journalists, and that's why he targeted them. But again, they said Donald Trump's, quote, dangerous rhetoric could have been a motivating factor with no evidence for that whatsoever. So we've got all these hate hoaxes happening. We've got men in MAGA hats with tags on attacking journalists. And we have had this narrative for many months now that violent Trump supporters are about to attack the media. Are they preparing us in some way, or at least trying to put this in the minds of the public, where there's some kind of deranged idiot radical, like, you know, the case of the MAGA bomber? Are they trying to inspire somebody to attack the media? Let's not forget that the one of the violent attacks on Donald Trump himself at his rallies, because we had the infamous example where the guy tried to rush him on stage. 2 days later, he was on CNN. They were hailing him as a hero. But there was actually a British guy. His name slips my mind right now, but he was an 18-year-old guy. This was before the election. Grabbed the gun of an officer at one of these Trump events and literally tried to assassinate Trump. It got minimal media coverage. There you see the first incident I mentioned where the guy tried to rush Trump on stage. The only violence at these Trump rallies, apart from the one example where I think it was a black guy who got punched by a Trump supporter, but apart from that, every single example of violence has been carried out by leftists, and it's a known tactic called bird dogging, which James O'Keefe uncovered and revealed, that they implant violent individuals to stage violent incidences to make the whole rally look chaotic, look out of control, and look violent. So people are now asking the question, was this a setup, this MAGA hat attack on the media, which they described as incredibly violent and also as a shove? Who knows, because there's no video of it, but we have to be cognizant of the fact that violent attacks against the media could be exploited by the media to paint itself as a victim, and we need to discourage those attacks at every turn. This is the Alex Jones Show, live, Infowars.com.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromide, you name it, that
It lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2. That's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
We're live. It is the fourth hour of The Alex Jones Show, and there's a big article up on InfoWars.com right now. Headline: French intellectual Zemmour elites organized migrant invasion so they could import servant class. And he's put his finger on the pulse of one of the primary reasons why the elite does encourage mass migration, and basically it's to import a servant class that is no longer there to serve their needs. Now, this was a talk he gave recently. Eric Zemmour is a big intellectual in France. He's an author, public speaker. And he says that the elite organized an invasion of Europe via mass immigration primarily because they wanted to import a servant class to replace Europeans who are no longer willing to perform menial tasks. And this is one of the primary reasons why the yellow vests have popped up in France over the past, what is it, almost 3 months now they've been out, 3 months maybe total. And one of the reasons that they give when people interview yellow vests is that they're no longer willing to tolerate, you know, stagnant wages and a standard of living that continues to drop year after year after year. And they don't want to do the menial slave class jobs to service the globalists. And this is what Eric Zemmour said in his speech. Quote, today the economic organization of the world relies on large cities, large metropolises, where the winners of globalism live. And that's the key point. You know, these mega cities keep getting bigger and bigger. More people are moving away from the countryside, leaving behind those yellow vest protesters in France who are dependent on, you know, slightly different economic models to succeed. But he continues, and those winners of globalism who are connected to the world need servants. Voila, they need servants to deliver the sushi, to bring them pizza, to babysit their children, to work in the restaurants, to work everywhere in the large cities. And the servants, you know, the old European peoples, French, English, they don't want to. They don't want to. They decide they don't feel like working in this profession. They consider they aren't paid enough and so on. Therefore, there has been an entire organized action for the last 20 years for the purpose of getting rid of those original peoples who don't want to perform the job they're asked to do and to replace them. And this is what you see in places like London. You know, globalist, metropolis, megacities, where the winners of globalism do live, and where they have nannies who raise their children, and where they don't want to pay those nannies double the price, where they have cleaners who clean their properties, and they don't want to pay them double the price. So they vote for Remain. They vote against things like Brexit. They vote for the winners, for the globalists, of which they're a part of that movement. And again, this is a movement against the working class. Globalism always punishes the working class, and this is the point that Zemmour is making in this speech. He goes on to make the point, elites are organizing the invasion, and he added that globalists treat individual people as if they have no roots. And he talks about this in the sense of Christian universalism, universalism gone mad, which thinks that every human is an individual with no roots, and that man is reduced to the condition of consumer. So from the perspective of the globalist, he can be from any culture, any race, any origin, it doesn't matter. So long as he is consuming Nike, voila, this is the universalism of consumers. And he makes the point, which I've made before, that the scale of mass immigration into Europe, into the West in general, is so rapid that there's no chance whatsoever for them to assimilate. There's no chance whatsoever to see any kind of real integration. And in fact, the reverse is happening. Inverse assimilation, where the populations who are being supplanted, who are being swamped, the native populations in these European cities, are either choosing to leave, which is what we saw, for example, in the east of London, where all the white people fled to Essex, which is a county just bordering London, and it got replaced by, you know, Muslims, Islamists, who basically have swamped many areas of east London now. He makes the same point. Rather than these migrants coming in and assimilating and integrating, there are so many of them that the people, the native people left in these areas where these migrants flood in, they assimilate to the migrants' culture. So it's reverse colonization, it's inverse assimilation. And again, this was emphasized by a story that we had recently, whereby in areas of Vienna, white girls, young girls and young women, who are being harassed by male Muslim migrants, because that's just what they like to do. Reference Cologne, Germany is the biggest example of that. New Year's Eve, where hundreds of women were molested and a few of them, in some cases, were raped. So their fathers told them to start wearing Islamic headscarves when they were walking home from work or from school so they wouldn't be sexually harassed by male Muslim migrants. Again, an example of reverse colonization, inverse assimilation, where the populations there get taken over by a stronger, more closely knit group, which is Muslim families, essentially. They've got large families, they're very close, unlike you know, in many major Western cities where people don't even talk to their neighbors anymore, don't even know who their neighbors are. So the native population assimilates to their culture, even though they're the outside group coming in. So again, he makes the point that mass immigration is an attack on the working class. This is what has come out of the Yellow Vest movement as well. And it's a way of importing a wage slave servant class for the elite, which is no longer there from the native population because they're not willing to do those jobs because the wages have stagnated. Forget about needing two people in a household to maintain a household. Now you have groups of migrants in some areas of London and France, you know, living 10 to a property, each earning, if they're earning at all, if they're not on welfare, minimum wage or below minimum wage on the black market, but they're servicing the elite and they're willing to put up with that lifestyle because, again, once they send their money back to their home countries, you know, places like Afghanistan, it's worth way more so they can support their families and eventually they can return if they want to. They've got that option, but they're perfectly willing to have a far lower standard of living than people in the West, so they're perfectly willing to do these wage slave servant class jobs, which European native people aren't. The elite, the globalists, are perfectly happy with that situation, which is one of the main reasons why they're importing migrants en masse. It's an attack on the working class, and that's also exemplified with this story out of Breitbart. BBC journalist allegedly likened working class to cannibals. So Tommy Robinson did an appearance on Panorama, which is a big BBC show. He secretly recorded, for his own protection, John Sweeney, who was the head honcho of this show, and he was caught referring to working class men as being like cannibals from Amazonia in an undercover video. So they're literally discovering working class people in the green room of this show that they're recording, and they're treating it as if it's like a David Attenborough documentary where he's going out into the wild and catching like a rare Amazonian tribe in its natural environment. This is literally what they think of working class people, because they're so secluded from the people who they claim to represent. It's like when middle class people in London, especially, virtue signal about how they're so pro-diversity and so pro-minority and how much they love Muslims and black people. None of them live around Muslims and black people. I've done videos on this. The most virulent virtue signalers about mass immigration, the ones who live in London, live in the whitest areas of London that you could possibly live in. They don't live around these people. They don't use public transport. They have private health care. They don't have to use NHS government health care, which has a massive burden on it as a result of mass immigration. They don't interact with working class people or with black people or Muslims, who typically tend to also be in that bracket of income, working class. In fact, it's the white working class people, the ones who mainly voted for Brexit, who do relate and live around and live amongst black people and Muslims. And yet they're the ones who are constantly castigated as being racist, even though the middle class, the upper middle class, have completely segregated themselves from black people, from Muslims. So they've literally got a guy working for the BBC likening working class people to cannibals, to Amazonian tribes. Does nothing more than that reflect on the sheer arrogance that these people view us with? We'll be back. It's the Alex Jones Show Live, breaking news, Infowars.com. Don't go away.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that's spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
We are back. It is the final segment of The Alex Jones Show for hour. Before I get back into some final news stories, I want to direct you to some of the great products at InfoWarsStore.com, where we currently have the great Brain Synergy Combo Discount. This is 50% off Brain Force with purchase of Turbo Force. For those looking for the ultimate source of energy for their day, every day, the Brain Synergy Combo is here. Combining the powerful Turbo Force and Brain Force Plus nootropic formulas, the combo has what you need to hit your maximum potential every single day. Take the tasty tropical berry-flavored Turbo Force instant drink mix with you on the go or at work to help provide you with focus, clarity, and energy. And when you add that to the Brain Force Plus Nootropic, a fan-favorite formula fueled by powerful, time-tested ingredients, you get a true 360 win. That is an excellent combo, and it's available right now for 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com, where we also have Immune Goggle plus Silver Wound Gel at a combo price for 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. These are the two revolutionary silver products in one affordable combo, with the Immune Goggle plus Silver Wound Gel combo available at 40% off. You can stock up and take some to go for easy access to these incredible products Check out all the great discounts at InfoWarsStore.com. Check out the auto ship option. Check out all the incredible reviews. We need your support more than ever by purchasing the products at InfoWarsStore.com. Please go there today and make a purchase at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, the latest outrage on Twitter, oh my God, this is trending. In fact, it still is trending from what I see. It was trending number one for hours earlier today. And wait for it, it's a shocker. Esquire magazine, wait for it, prepare yourself. They featured on their front page for their March 2019 issue, a white man. Yes, or to be more accurate, a white teen. And that provoked absolute bedlam, toys out of the pram, freaking out from progressives on Twitter. Again, because the man, the teen, is male and white. Headline, Esquire magazine profile of 17-year-old white teen prompt outrage from leftists. Now, I was looking into this article to see if there was any other reason why there would be so much outrage, so much frothing. No, it's the simple fact that they've chosen a white male to be on the front page of their magazine. This is where we're at right now. And in this article, you will see a deluge of tweets from leftists. Bill Sommer, the Daily Beast, totally baffled by this 7,000-plus word Esquire cover story about a run-of-the-mill Republican teen who likes cool sneakers. Ominously, we're told this is only part one of a new series. And even though the editor came out afterwards and said this is just part one, we're going to have black people, LGBT people, whoever else, Muslims. No, it's not good enough. The very fact that this white male was on there once is enough to cause them to break out in hives. Absolutely incredible. So again, the point is clear. If you're upset over the fact that somebody is on the front page of a magazine because of their skin color, then you're a racist. Period. Full stop. So they even tried to backtrack and semi-apologize for it. But they're still getting heat on Twitter because it's Black History Month. So now every person on the cover of every major magazine apparently has to be black, because that's diversity. In fact, there was another magazine, I think it was Out Magazine, which featured a whole issue. The entire magazine featured only women and non-binary females, which means basically anyone who claims to be any one of the infinity number of genders that they've now invented in their head. One of the individuals involved in this project, Janet Mock, tweeted, "Only women and non-binary femmes wrote, styled, photographed, and were featured in its pages." So they've got an entire magazine that eliminates an entire gender, and they're calling that diversity and inclusivity. But having a single story about a white person, that's offensive, that's white privilege. Bottom line is, it's okay to be white. And anyone who gets salty over the mere sight of a white person is a racist. Deal with it. Absolutely incredible the level it's reached. Meanwhile, ex-Google engineer hails YouTube censorship as historic victory, now looking into Jordan Peterson videos. Well, who could have seen this coming? Oh yeah, we did. The first time it happened. So BuzzFeed, and we talked about this on the show before, came out with an article where they said, oh my God, the horror. YouTube is recommending conspiracy videos to people who watch conspiracy videos. The absolute horror. So BuzzFeed came out with this entire, again, contrived moral outrage story. But in that article, they conflated flat earth conspiracy theories, fake moon landing, stuff like that, with Ben Shapiro, with Dinesh D'Souza, with Prager University, and with Jordan Peterson. So the agenda was obvious from the beginning. Within 24 hours of that BuzzFeed article, YouTube put out a statement saying, now we're going to bury, quote, conspiracy theory content in the algorithm so it doesn't come up as recommended videos, which, by the way, is where most people's YouTube views come from. Well, now an ex-Google engineer who previously worked on YouTube's algorithm has shifted his attention to finding out why Jordan Peterson's videos get so much traction. So, again, he hailed YouTube algorithm change as a historic victory. Then people were asking about it in the thread of this tweet. He started talking about, quote, political abuse and radicalization, which are two of the buzz terms used by the left to, again, try and censor conservatives. Then someone asked him why Jordan Peterson's videos were being recommended to everyone. And he said that he's working on that, and he's working on understanding the reasons as to why that happens. So you know where this is going. They start off with conspiracy theories. They start off with, you know, harmful, misleading information. And within a few paragraphs, you're talking about Ben Shapiro, who's one of the most mainstream conservatives, Fox News-level conservatives out there. So obviously, yes, it's a backdoor, once again, to deplatform, to silence, to turn the volume down on right-of-center political opinion. We saw through it from the very beginning. It was so transparent. And now one of the people who helped build YouTube's algorithm, which, by the way, is the second biggest search engine in the world. We've highlighted that before. You know, Mark Dice can put out a video about Michelle Obama. You search for it on YouTube with the exact title of the video. It's got millions of views, and yet it's buried on page four beneath dozens and dozens of mainstream media videos, which in some cases have nothing to do with even Michelle Obama, the subject which is searched for. You put in the direct, exact headline, doesn't show up, because they broke their own search algorithm to game it to silence conservatives transparently. Meanwhile, Pichai and the rest of them get up in front of Congress and lie and say that there's no partisan bias. Then we get the leaked transcript from within Google, which Alan Bakari at Breitbart revealed, with them openly admitting, yes, there's clearly a partisan bias. Well, go to an abortion search, for example, and too many of the videos at the top of the search are anti-abortion, so a Slate writer complains about it in an article. Within 24 hours, or a few days in that case, I think it was, YouTube had completely changed the ranking in which these results appeared. So pro-abortion results appeared well above any anti-abortion results. And they did this with Google as well during the Irish referendum on abortion. Remember, Robert Epstein has done studies which show they can shift millions and millions of votes on election day based on which search result appears above which other search result on any given day. If they do that on election day, they can swing elections. And that's why it matters. That's why we need some kind of executive order which forbids them, or at least changes the Communications Act to forbid these platforms from behaving like publishers for partisan bias ends, which essentially is election meddling. And on that subject, Infowars.com reports, bombshell, Apple demands Natural News stop writing about abortion Satanism, threatens to block app from Apple devices. This is a Mike Adams article. So again, they're behaving like publishers, not like platforms. They're saying if you have content that's anti-abortion, if you call out New York for passing legislation which allows for late-term abortions, basically aborting babies when they're fully grown, absolutely despicable and sick, then you're not going to be allowed on their platform. Okay, that's not hate speech. That's policing opinions held by millions and millions of people in the United States. So, yes, they are behaving like publishers. They stopped behaving like platforms a long time ago. And we need some actual regulation and teeth. We can't just keep saying "ma free market" because we're getting silenced out of existence. And if it doesn't change, it's going to come back to bite the Trump administration hard in the 2020 election. That's going to wrap it up for the fourth hour. Coming up, War Room with Owen Schroyer, Infowars.com. Now go away.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan-favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth.
InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits.